Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Steve Braun. Batting second. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is hit by the pitch. Chambliss moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Bell reaches second base with a double. Chambliss scores. Moses moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tovar moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moses for a passed ball. Tovar moves to third. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon strikes out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof strikes out. One out. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Bert Blyevan. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Norton now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Soderholm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Perry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese pinch hits for Phil Roof. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Monzen pinch hits for Tom Norton. Dan Monzen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzen strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Braun reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Corbin now pitching. Rick Dempsey now catching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Eddie Leon now playing second base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws to second. Carew drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Carew. Bell moves to second. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Indians. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nettles strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.